explain. And what I mean by that is that do you detail things so much that you lose the poetry part? I see painters sometimes, let's say a tree, good example of that. They put every single leaf on that tree. Why? If you're that painter, why are you doing that? I know it's a tree. I joke with my students. You don't have to explain it to me that it's a tree. I want the character of the tree. All right? Get the general shape. Give me a little detail, obviously. And then I know it's a tree from the shape alone. We know a figure by the shape alone. It's a figure. You don't need to over detail, you know, the figure. I'm just trying to give you an example. Of course, when you're painting figures, depending on what you're doing, you need more detail. But like a car, I know what a car looks like. You don't have to over detail. You don't need to put every single little detail on the car. All right. In a way, I say this jokingly, but I tell my students, you're almost insulting the viewer by detailing the picture. Like they don't know it's a tree. I don't care what kind of tree. I'm not a botanist. I don't need to know the tree, what type of tree it is. What's more important to me is the shape, the value, colors, and all these things that make it poetic. I try to go for what I feel and put it onto the canvas rather than, you know, make it an illustration. Nothing wrong with an illustration, but that's not what a fine artist does. It's not an illustration. Then you're an illustrator. Nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying you don't want that. It's not for a specific project. It's because you saw beauty in it and you want to show it to the world. That's what a fine artist should be doing. It's in the beginning. So if you're listening or watching this and you're new to painting or to, you know, art in general, then I understand you want to detail everything. It's just a natural process. I did it too. I did it too, but nobody was like slapping my hand in the beginning, say, don't do that. There's no reason for that. Look at the big shape. So we don't have enough guidance a lot of times in the beginning of our journey and kind of virtually slapping our hands like, do not do that. Do not do that. Why are you over explaining? You don't need to do that. Get the shape down. Get the general shape, value, color down. Let's work on that, not the detail. Detail is the last thing, all right? It should be like the dessert, the cherry on the top. You're putting cherries everywhere. You should just have a cherry on the top, which is a little bit of detail. Some of the best landscape painters are like that. Or it doesn't matter, figurative. It doesn't matter, figurative, still life, landscape, it's animal. It doesn't matter. Generally, you don't want detail everywhere because you're not saying anything then also. So if you have detail everywhere, you're not saying much. You're just shouting all over the place. I tell my students, if I would talk like this all the time, like that, that's what detail is too. Don't, you're kind of shouting at me. Sort of what you're seeing here in the lens too, you have a blurrier background and my face is sharp, right? I wanted to make sure that your focus is more on me rather than in the background. That's the same concept. So you can do that with anything. I just put that an example as the tree with leaves. That's just a prime example. It's a topic that has to be practiced. I mean, I can talk about it here. That's what I show in my videos, my instructional videos that I have on my website. But it's something that you have to sort of struggle your way through it. And I say struggle because it's not an easy process to get through in the sense that you're looking for a point to get past through a point. So from going from detail to not detailing something, and you look at these other artists' work and say, oh, I love that work. Well, why do you like that work? When you're looking at, let's say, an Edgar Payne or going down some of the great landscape artists of our time, why do you like that? If you gravitate towards that, well, because it's simple. But simple is not how it's done. It's just how it looks. All right? So simplifying is I'm probably messing this up, but I said it a second ago. It's not how it's done, it's how it looks. Okay? Loose is not how it's done, it's how it looks. I think Sandy Scott, the sculptor, she said that and it just kind of stuck in my head. Simplifying is one of the hardest things to do for the human brain in the beginning, especially. I don't know exactly why. I'm sure there's some theories on it, but it's by nature we wanna detail everything. So please, and then your next painting, just give me a general, a general shape of something with the right values and colors. That's to leave a mystery there is what we try to get as fine artists, and leave something to the imagination. You're not leaving anything to the imagination when you're detailing everything. It's sort of like what you're watching a movie and they're over explaining things, everything, versus leaving these blank spots for you to fill in. Same thing like a book. You know, they're not using a good writer will use less words to explain something, and mystery leaves a mystery for you there. And then you think, you put the book down and you think. So I think that's what a good painting should do when you look at it. There should be a sense of mystery, kind of filling in the blanks in between. I just try to inspire you. I know it's not easy to do right away. So if you're struggling with this, it's okay. I struggle with it too. It's not something that comes naturally to most of us. Some artists it might, but most artists it will not. It's something that you need to work on. So I just hope that this recording kind of makes you think and step back and just kind of look at your own work. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. If you like this video, make sure you subscribe to my channel. I like to send out, I should say, you'll be updated on new episodes. Please visit my website. Also, I have a whole bunch of free videos at my blog. There's a free webinar you can register for. It's about rocks. If you're struggling with painting rocks, I have a free webinar at my website also. And I have some instructional videos also at my website. That's kind of start to finish. You see my process. So I hope you visit there, and thanks for watching.